This is Seeking the Calm with Shane Dennis. And welcome to 2022. It has been an absolute journey sharing my life with you guys, sharing my experiences on this podcast, expressing myself. But I recently recorded a podcast 2 days ago, and I was listening back to it. And for the first time in my life, I said to myself, am I sharing too much? Because typically, I am an open book. If you've listened to my podcast before, you know this. I am not shy. I'm not afraid to talk about anything. I'm literally, my entire life is on this podcast. But there was a point in this episode when I was listening to it and I was like, you got to stop sharing so much. You got to stop giving so much. I feel like I've given you guys enough. I don't have to tell you every single detail of my life. And I realized that I need to set boundaries. And not just in my podcast, but also in life, in real life, in relationships. And I'm always being a people pleaser and always kind of putting my feelings aside so I can make others happy. And in return, I end up losing myself. I'm always tuning to other people and I completely lose myself in the process, especially relationships. I'll get into a relationship for, you know, a few months or a year or two and it won't work out. And I had completely lost myself during that relationship. And then I go through this questioning period of who I am, trying to find myself. Sometimes I repeat reckless behaviors, patterns, old patterns, stuff like that. So just kind of having the awareness when, you know, I get so caught up. I try to fix people. I try to search for any problems or anything that they have. And I'm just like, wow, I want to make them feel better. And I guess that comes from me seeking validation, being wanted, like, ooh, if I can help them, then they'll love me. And I guess that comes from deep-rooted abandonment issues and all this other stuff, when in reality, I should just be holding space for people and just being there for them, not trying to be their, you know, doctor or psychologist or, you know. It's important, the, you know, the dynamic of the masculine and feminine, you know. I think we're very misunderstood. I think we try to understand each other. And I think for the most part, the masculine energy just wants to feel needed and loved. And I think the feminine energy wants to feel needed and safe and, you know, protected, like provided for. Not to say like women can't provide for themselves, because obviously they can. We've proved that with history. But the energy dynamic of masculine and feminine energy, that's just what I believe. And I think what I've noticed over time is, you know, like when women are first attracted to me, is when I'm in my own frame, is when I'm focused on myself, is when I'm doing my own thing. And then when they're attracted to me and I let them in, I completely lose my frame. I become needy. I'm just always wanting to please them. I remember my ex, I would constantly like get flowers, and it just like it just got to a point where she was just like, stop getting me flowers. Like, it, and then I felt like she didn't appreciate the flowers and stuff like that. It's just like, what am I really getting the flowers for? And in the end, it's a type of manipulation if you really look at it. And of course, every kind of human behavior is some sort of manipulation or something, or can be looked at some sort of manipulation. And it's like, if I do these nice things for these people, if I like cook them dinner, if I get them these things, if I get them flowers, if I'm treat them kindly, if I hold the door for them, then they'll love me in return. Yeah. And it's, that's not like it's a bad form of manipulation when you start twisting it around and, you know, being a sociopath and not really care about other people's feelings and just yours. That's when it really becomes a problem. We're human beings, and my God, we have a lot of work to do. Sure. And I've noticed that when I am in my own frame, when I am confident in myself, typically right when I get into relationships is when all of a sudden all this attention is starting to happen. And that's because you're not putting out that needy attention. You're not putting out that needy energy. And confident in your frame, and you have goals and you're working towards them, and you're not just, ooh, I wish I was in a relationship. Oh, I wish somebody would love me, blah, 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 this and that. That's when you're most attractive. When you're in your own frame and your needs come first, not being needy, not being a needy people-pleasing person, because then you just don't look like a confident person. And that's not what people are attracted to. It's like, so how do we get there? And how do we go from being these confident people that someone's attracted to becoming this needy, people-pleasing person? And that's putting people on pedestals. That's how we get there. It's putting other people's needs before yours and thinking that they're more important than yours and filling their cup first. Constantly filling other people's cups and not filling your own. Not putting your mask on first. And I think that comes from abandonment issues, seeking validation in people. I remember ever since I was a kid, it was my me and my brother never really got along growing up. We had a lot of work to do, but I was always constantly having to tune to his mood. I've noticed now that I'm older, and it's fucked up now that I look at it. And the way he was and the way he treated me, it was just like kind of like walking on eggshells. I was constantly trying to get his approval so he'll like me. Like, I just wanted a big brother. And I've noticed that's carried on to, you know, being an adult. And also my parents' divorce started when I was like 12, and then it happened when I was like 15. And after that, my mom was dating a lot and was just, you know, focused on her love life and really getting her life started. And I was, you know, just about to turn 17 years old, get my driver's license. And I was basically just like, you know, I'm almost an adult. Like, my mom needs to go have her life. She already raised me. When in reality, I did need a lot of guidance and I did need a lot more. And so, yeah, I tried to fill that with relationships. So I was in a relationship when I was in all through high school, out of high school. And then I took this massive break for, I was 22, 23, 24, 25. Yeah. And I was solely focused on making music. I was taking vocal lessons and I was playing guitar a lot. I started playing gigs when I was 25. And then getting back into the bar scene, my kryptonite. Yeah, that was a downfall, getting back into that bar scene. I also got into a relationship and I just completely lost myself, and then I lost my music. I stopped playing music. I lost my passion for it. I still have it. I still play for myself, but that urge to go out and play for other people isn't really there anymore. And, you know, it's kind of sad, but I've moved on to other things, you know, so not that bad. So, yeah, I think this is going to be the year of me really setting boundaries and not getting caught up in other people's worlds and really choosing wisely who I give my time and energy to. I'm not going to have those draining people, I guess we can call them that. Those people who just complain to you constantly about things, and it's okay to be there for, you know, people, but like when you're not getting, you know, when it's just like a one-sided relationship, like they call you up just to complain about themselves and then that's it, or they're just constantly, you know, being negative about that, I'm not giving those people so much of my time and energy. Recently had to let go of a friend who wasn't really a friend, honestly, now that I think about it, but it was just constantly draining my energy, and it was just like, ugh, every time, like, gets my heart going, like, and ever since I cut out that relationship, like, that's gone. And I know I've said in the past, like, those people, then, you know, every person that you meet is, you know, there's a purpose to it, like, there's a lesson in there, there's a reflection in there of yourself, and I've seen it. And sometimes you just have to know when to walk away. Like that, that's right up here. Give me one second. I don't know how I didn't memorize it yet, but the serenity prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And there's a truth to that. And you have to know when you should walk away from things. You can't fix everything. And I know I've said that in the past, that you should stick it out, stop cutting out toxic people. And that's true. But when it's draining you and bringing you down and just is constantly this cycle and repeat patterns in your life, you need to get rid of it, or at least step outside of it and see it from a different perspective and let them know you see that from a different perspective. Like, hey, this has been our relationship for the past, you know, years or whatever. I don't like how we're always fighting and this and that. So when you do say things like this that will engage a fight, I'm not going to respond. You know, just being like that. You don't have to cut them out completely. But I've recently been setting those boundaries in specific relationships and with specific people, and it has been beneficial. I don't want to repeat these cycles until eventually I lose everybody in my life. Connections and relationships are super important to me. Talked about it in my last podcast when I was sitting alone again on freaking Christmas. It's like I keep repeating these same things over and over again. I keep falling back into the hustle of getting money. And it's hard for me to break, honestly. Like, it's really hard for me to break it. I had a landscaper come yesterday to clear this section of dirt for me, and the first day he showed up, he was just like, yeah, telling me the ground's too frozen. And I was like, yeah, you gotta come back later in the day. He's like, well, we'll give it a few days. And I was just like, no, I need it done. The New Jersey in me kind of kicked in. I was like, dude, I need this done, man. if you're not going to do it, I'm going to get somebody else to do it. And he shows up yesterday and he starts working, starts clearing the dirt. And I start clearing a section of the yard and filling up my truck. And he's just kind of watching me. And I work very quickly and very fast. And he's like, are you from New Jersey? I see the license plates. I'm like, yeah, actually, I'm originally from New Jersey. And I just see him kind of do like a little nod. And I knew exactly what he was thinking. Like, gosh, yeah, like the fast pace and the shit that goes on the East Coast. And he's just like, a lot of hustle and bustle over there, huh? And I kind of giggled a little bit. I was like, yep, a lot of that. And it's hard to break. It's really hard to break that habit of... It's different over here. It's more of a laid back, you know, condition. And same thing goes for patterns in your life and things like that. It's like you may not even realize it. And I didn't realize it until I moved away, obviously. It's like you don't realize it until you get into next relationships. And sometimes it may be too late and you're like, oh my God, I've been repeating the same pattern this entire relationship. Now I've done the same exact thing. And yeah, it's, we're all learning. We're all out here just learning, repeating the same shit over and over again until we're like, oh wow, I should change that pattern. I should, you know, do this differently. I think that starts with separating yourself from situations. Claiming your own space, being confident, not trying to please other people, not chasing other people's dreams, not trying to fill other people's cups. Constantly see people losing themselves and filling other people's cups. And it feels good. It feels like a high. You know, when you're helping people with their dreams and you're helping them with things, but then you don't realize that your dreams and yours are kind of, they've been on the back burner. And then when it doesn't, if it doesn't work out with other people or things fall through, then you have to pick up. It's just like, don't lose yourself along the way. Hold space for yourself. Separate yourself from other people. And don't get lost. Don't get lost in other people's plays. Be the main character in your own play. Yeah, we've all heard that line before. I don't want to be like that guru that repeats those lines over and over again. Like, you're exactly where you need to be in life. It's like, there's so many. It's important. I was having a conversation with my friend about this the other week, about these gurus and these people in the spiritual communities and they like influencers and stuff. Like, it's really important that you recognize that somebody that you want to like listen to or follow, like a podcast or something, that they're not completely lost in their own ego. That they have a separation from that. And they realize that they're not God. They're not gurus. They're literally people who are just on the path, just like you. They've just figured out a way to communicate it with other people. And that's their mission in life. That's why they're there. And you know, they're a messenger, basically. Like me, I feel like I'm a messenger. Some people are angels, some people are messengers, some people, whatever, you know. I'm not just a messenger, I'm so much more than that. But for this podcast and these messages, I have a way of just connecting with people. And I don't want people to think like these people, these self-proclaimed gurus and stuff who are out there just like talking very slow and saying things that just may have so much meaning to them, and just you can just relate and resonate so much with them. Yeah, they're just people figuring it out too. They're not anything special. They're not anything to chase after, to want to be in that. And the proof is with the clicks. it's like this, these cliques in, okay, we'll talk about spirituality, the cliques in like the spirituality world. And the, I guess we'll call them the higher ups, the people who are holding retreats and stuff like that, that people want to be a part of. And basically what it all comes down to is capitalism in the end. Everybody's getting a little bit of profit. There's nobody's doing this shit for free. And that's why I kind of have a problem with plant medicine ceremonies and stuff like that. Like there's always some kind of capitalism that goes with it. And I don't think anything that has to do with spiritualism has anything to do with you paying money or anything like that. Like it all comes from within. It all comes from giving and learning from each other. And when you're separating and holding these spaces, it's like you're kind of saying, like, I'm the teacher here, and you know, this and that, and then put a price out, and then people are paying it, and like, you know, I don't know. People just get lost in that, and then they think like this person is like this like spiritual being, when in reality they're just on the path too, and they've realized a way to capitalize on things and make money. And yeah, some people take advantage of other people, and like, yeah, that's never what this podcast is going to be about. I don't know everything. I'm no spiritual guru leader. I'm none of that. I'm just a person who's drinking hot chocolate right now and is just figuring life out and trying to be able to wake up every day, enjoy myself, be able to breathe. I can't breathe because my deviated septum. But you hear that? Like, there's nothing there. Yeah. And just be able to get through my days and just enjoy every moment and stop and appreciate what I have and stop looking at what I don't have. It's crazy. I've been so focused lately on myself, and it's been attracting the right kind of people into my life, and so many opportunities have been arising, and it's been really amazing the past couple weeks. And it was really crazy. My friend, he sent me a link to this warehouse that was like 1800 square feet, and it's got a studio apartment above it, and it's on an acre of land. It's just like, Shane, like, an acre of land for your dog, 1800 square feet of shop. You could fit a bus and two vans in there. All you'd be nice and warm all winter working. And then you have a studio apartment upstairs. It's like absolutely perfect for yourself. And it was amazing how for that 12-hour period, how zoned in on thinking about that I was. And I remember doing that with homes and houses and stuff. And I would constantly go online and look at houses that I wanted to live in and this and that. And I was just checking houses and areas. It's just like living in reality that doesn't even exist. And I snapped out of it like later in the night. And I was just like, holy shit, dude. I was like, that wasn't even on your radar when you woke up in the morning. And you just spent all day thinking about it, researching it, going over pros and cons in your head. You completely lost what you were doing during, like, yesterday. Like, what were you even doing before this? Like, obviously you had things to do. And yeah, it's crazy how my mind works and how I just get sucked into these projects and these things. And that's where I need to really set the boundaries and, you know, become aware. Awareness is obviously the most important, is being able to realize it when it's happening. But like, yeah, setting these boundaries, like having a schedule that I stick to, you know, not canceling on things that I have planned for other people, not bending over backwards for people, you know, sticking to my plan, working on myself. And I think along the way, that's when the right kind of people are going to come into my life that just fill all the spaces and all the all the emptiness that, you know, and just support and just are there for you. But also realizing that not everybody can match what you're giving. And you may be overgiving and hurting yourself in the end. So finding purpose, having meaning in everything you do, having intentions, pure intentions in everything. You know, stop to think, is this some form of manipulation? What's my end goal here? What do I want? Yeah. I think that's it for that. Right now I have the one van build that I'm working on, Hannah's van. I'm putting that on pause for like a week or two so I could focus on doing the remaining touch-ups on my van. My van goes out on Friday. Well, the dude shows up Friday night. I'll pick him up from the airport. And then we'll probably, you know, if I get the title in time, like, I'm still waiting on the title to get mailed. It should be here tomorrow, or the next day. Pain in the butt, but yeah. Probably settle up with that Friday night, Saturday morning. Show him some things in the van, how to work things, send him on his way. And then Tuesday, I'm going to pick up my school bus. I bought a school bus. It is a 6-window. It's 6 windows, 6 smaller windows. It's got the handicap thing in the back. So it's about, I think it's about 2 or 3 feet longer than a 5-window schoolie would be. It's got a little bit of a more ass end on it, and it's got higher clearance on it. Clearance. So I don't think the wheel wells will be as high. I hope there's no wheel wells on the inside, actually. That would be awesome, building-wise. But I am taking the school bus. Well, I'm making it into a temporary shop. I'm going to put, like, heaters and stuff in there. It's going to be, like, a legit shop for, like, 2 or 3 months while I do other builds. And then in April, I'm taking it to Kansas, and I'm getting a roof raise on it. So then I'll have, like, probably 7... I'm hoping I can get 7.5-foot ceilings in there. If I can get 8-foot ceilings in there, I would be ecstatic. I would lose my mind, because then I can do a loft in the top for my bed, and it would just be this, like, epic little sleeping area. Yeah, tell you guys all about it. But we got a lot going on. And yeah, I'm trying to snowboard more. Freaking ordered boots. They came in, they were 8.5s. Sent them back. It's 12 days ago. I had to cancel my order, so now I have to go buy my own boots. It's like, I just got to do things myself now. But yeah, I'm trying to snowboard a little bit and just focus on my health and, you know, all that. And that's it. Yeah, we're going to keep this podcast short and sweet today. Thank you guys for listening and all of your support. And I'll catch you guys on the next one. I wrote this song when I was like 26. I think it relates a lot to today's episode. It's called Eggs.
I can't go down this road, this lonely road. I know it all too well. I'm not gonna make the turn, I already learned. I know it all too well. I know it all too well. And I put all my eggs in a basket, ended up losing you. And I put all my eggs in a basket. remember the simple times. It was you and I, and nothing else mattered but you. And I put all my eggs in a basket, ended up losing you. Straightforward for the good times. Let's get on the line and take it back down to you. I know when it happens, it'll happen. Starts with me and you. Starts with me and you. Starts with me and you. And I put all my eggs in a basket, ended up losing you. And I put all my eggs in a basket. I remember the simple times. It was you and I, and nothing else mattered but you. And I put all my eggs in a basket.